When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go, juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on primalkitchen.com.
Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
1 hour. This is your warning. 1 hour to Matt the Musher. Gosh, I knew that when I saw the Iditarod headlines, he would be the perfect guest. I knew that. I didn't realize how many of you would think of Matt the Musher, so we're excited. He'll be on the air with us in exactly 1 hour from now, which will be 11 p.m. Alaska time. He had to work at the hospital today, and so he is excited to join us, kind of be his chance to share his knowledge of what's happening at the Iditarod. If you hadn't heard the recent headlines, there's been a lot of brouhaha over a moose that was shot by a musher because he got tangled up with the dogs and with this particular musher. This is a veteran of Iditarod. He's won multiple times. And so when that happened, apparently it is on, I didn't know this rule, it is on the musher and any mushers who come behind him to carve up the dead animal. Okay, in this case, it was a moose. I can imagine, or I can conjure up a few different reasons why. Number one, they want to salvage as much meat as possible, especially if it's a big animal. Can you imagine how many people it will feed? Number two, sanitary reasons. Number three, you can't just have the moose laying out there in the middle of, well, the moose that's been shot. You can't just have him laying out there in the middle of the trail. So these are all things that I can imagine would be reasons why. I had no idea, though, that a musher could get fined or penalized time on his race for not properly gutting the moose that he killed during the race. Now, I know our friend Matt the Musher, who raced in the Iditarod as a rookie 2 years ago, has been following this year's events closely. They've gone through a 24-hour checkpoint, and so he said he would be ready to tell us everything he knows about what's going on. And also, we get to ask him about his daughter, who recently completed the junior Iditarod. And if you follow Matt the Musher on Facebook or other social, well, you know that he frequently posts videos and kind of keeps you updated on what's happening, just like he did when he was racing. And if you've never heard his story, it's amazing. His entire Iditarod story, complete with some very harrowing animal encounters and weather situations where his dogs and his sled tipped over. All of that is part of his adventure 2 years ago. And it's a separate story on our YouTube channel, or it's a separate audio file on our YouTube channel, complete with I shouldn't even say audio. It's a separate, what would you call it? File, story. I don't even know what you would call it. Interview. It's a separate interview on our YouTube channel, and it is complete with his personal photos and videos. So, yeah, really good stuff. I already know that Matt the Musher will explain everything that's happening. And again, he will join us from Alaska coming up in 1 hour from now. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. You all have been blowing up my Twitter with some really sweet and kind words, and I appreciate that. You know how much I love to take photos of clouds and sunsets, but 1 year ago today, it was a different kind of a sunset, a different kind of an occasion. So I'll let you go and check that out on Twitter. Again, A-Law Radio. I didn't post it on our Facebook page. Maybe you can go check it out on Twitter. And then our Facebook and YouTube channels named after the show. Plus, you can use the phone number to give us a call, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. So we have a lot to get to today. Bills Mafia wondering how you feel about the cuts. We'll call them slashes that were made to the roster for salary cap reasons. Captains, two of them actually, cut from the Bills roster in advance of legal tampering and free agency that comes up next week. Can you believe it's next week? That's happening all over the league. But it was pretty drastic for the Bills, considering these are, well, they're household names among Bills Mafia. But they're also all pros, Pro Bowlers that were let go, veterans. Same thing happening with Seattle, of course. The same thing happening in a bunch of places around the league. As we get close to those days when teams can offer contracts, can talk to potential free agents. I expect it to be pretty dramatic next week. Gosh, I remember on Selection Show, I think it was 3 years ago. 3 years ago? 2 years ago? No, I think it was 3 years ago. March Selection Show. Tom Brady retired that same night. Now, he ended up coming back and playing one more year with the Buccaneers. But football even tried to usurp the excitement of March Madness and the Selection Show. And this year, the Selection Show comes at the end of the first week of free agency. Could you imagine how that might play out? The NFL never goes away. I actually got a chance to explain legal tampering to the husband on Wednesday. He listened to the show and he said, "You're going to have to explain legal tampering to me." Yeah, it is kind of wonky, right? It makes zero sense. It's actually an oxymoron. And yet the NFL finds it clever. The Kelce brothers do their New Heights podcast. Don't tell me no one cares. It's one of the most popular podcasts in the entire United States, not to mention across the globe. Some of their stuff is actually really funny. And it's emotional because it's coming in the wake of Jason's retirement. But I think my favorite parts are the ones in which they talk about Nick Foles. Also, Peyton and Eli offer their congratulations, and it's hysterical to hear the two of them at the same time. We always knew they sounded alike. They might be bots. So there's some really funny, lighthearted moments, but also some emotional moments with the Kelce brothers. Yeah, lots. In fact, Jason talks about choking up over the Nick Foles story, but also talks about including that story and how he reached out to Nick for permission to tell it like he did. So you'll enjoy that follow-up. Aaron Rodgers, where has he been? Darkness retreat? Ayahuasca? Peru? He's been busy rehabbing. This is not from his favorite radio show. No, he does the Keep Hammering Collective podcast. Extensive comments about this past season, about the Jets, and of course, clapping back at anyone who dares to criticize him.
Animals.
Jay gave me, I don't know, about 13 cuts from Aaron Rodgers because it's his favorite.
It's going to be hard to cancel me.
Yeah. Jay wants some new material from Aaron. Plus, it was kind of a bummer for Jay last year because when we saw Aaron get hurt four plays into the season, that really put the kibosh on all the enthusiastic drops. And for those of you who don't know what drops are, they're exactly that. They're snippets of audio, little clips that are dropped into the middle of a show.
Okay.
Sometimes people get confused and think they're live, but in every case, they are taped. And strategically, they can offer great humor and comic relief. And Jay loves them. I get a little bit tired of hearing Aaron Rodgers when he's in the news.
How could you possibly say that?
Right. But the thing is, Aaron hasn't been in the news. And so we haven't heard much of Aaron lately. So I'll allow it. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Joe Flacco talks about his future and whether or not he would like to return to Cleveland. Dave Canales was asked about Russell Wilson in Carolina. Wait a minute, I thought they had a quarterback. And then for those of you who are big college basketball fans, one of the voices of the sport has some awesome news to share. Oh, and Tom Izzo. I'm telling you, there's so much good stuff. This show is going to fly by. For those of you who sent questions on our hump show for Ask Amy Anything, I did go back and answer a bunch of them on our Facebook page. Still working on some with our show Twitter, but you know I always try to reply if it doesn't require a novella. Once again, our phone number is 855-212-4227. It's always good to connect with you. Well, always. Most of the time, it's good to connect with you. For those of you who enjoy Draymond Green and his special brand of entertainment, I certainly do. I've made it very clear that if there was one athlete with whom I could co-host a show, it would be Draymond. He would keep me on my toes. Also, you never know what the man's going to say. He has his own podcast. It's called The Draymond Green Show. Very original. And he was recently talking about the Milwaukee Bucks. So his show not only is about Draymond and the Warriors and where they are, but also he treetops the main stories in the NBA. LeBron's 40,000 points. He actually thinks LeBron could be caught by one dude who's still playing. He tells stories about the time when Klay Thompson saved his butt in a boat. And maybe we'll get to some of that. But on his recent edition of the Draymond Green Show, he was actually talking about the Milwaukee Bucks turning a corner. And going into Wednesday night's game in the Bay Area, the Bucks had won six in a row.
It looked like that team was like rallying, starting to rally around Doc, which I think is very commendable. I think it's very interesting. I also think that's what you're looking for when you bring in a coach like Doc. You know, essentially the thought behind that is, all right, well, we had a younger in head coach in Adrian Griffin. We need someone that can get the locker room. And, you know, that's what a lot of people were saying, that Adrian Griffin no longer had the locker room. And if you don't have the locker room, you can't win in this league.
Curry doubled to Draymond, top of the key, swings it over to Moody. He'll drive on Lillard. Back up top to Draymond. Top of the key three. That's his first fourth quarter three of the year, and it makes it 107-85.
How about that? One more little thrust, and that may force Doc to pull the plug here in the next couple minutes.
Draymond, corner three this time. Oh. Knocked it down. He knew it was good. He started jogging back on defense. Curry with the handle. Crosses midcourt. Deep three on the way. Splash. And you hear it. There's the official Tolbert sign of victory. The opening of the can.
The Warriors had their largest halftime lead of the season as the Bucks invade the Bay Area and leave with their first loss since the All-Star break. Get this, the Warriors, now against this Doc Rivers retooled defense of the Bucks, and this does include Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis was back in the starting lineup. He played 33 minutes. He did have 23 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, and a block shot. No, he did not have the partridge in a pear tree, but the Warriors still put up 78 in the first half, a 40-point first quarter that set them on quite a stretch. And yes, you heard the 2 shots Draymond Green made from deep. Steph Curry was 6 of 10 from beyond the arc. The Warriors had a ton of production off the bench. And that 20-point halftime lead, though the Bucks did shrink it in half, they actually cut it in half, the Warriors pull away with a, get this, I mean, this almost seems like it can't be possible. In the fourth quarter, and I know they did end up going mass substitutions not long after that cut that you heard, or that montage you heard with Tim Roy and Tom Tolbert on Warriors radio, but I swear I thought this was a typo, that there's missing a digit here. Even though I listened to the fourth quarter while I was in my car, 32-9 fourth quarter. You want to talk about calling off the dogs? That's just about laying down. And the Warriors are 6-2 since the All-Star break. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. You may want to keep your ears open for the name Trayce Jackson-Davis. He's a rookie for the Warriors, and they really like him. He comes off the bench a lot of times with Klay Thompson, with Chris Paul, by the way. It's crazy, right, that the Warriors have Chris Paul and Klay Thompson and Kevon Looney coming off the bench. Gary Payton, same thing, coming off the bench. I know that they have a lot of ground to make up, and they're, you know, barely above 500 at home. They're only 5 games above 500 overall. But they're getting deeper. They're healthy. Draymond is taking care of his business. Oh, there was this moment in the second half because he got a technical in the first half. And so there was a moment in the second half where he fouled someone on the Bucks. I forget who it is. And there was a second you thought he might get fired up. And Tim even mentioned it. Like, hey, he's got to be careful. He's already got one technical. So what does he do? He flashes a thumbs up over to an anxious Steve Kerr on the sidelines to say, I'm good. I'm good. Anyway, they're rounding into form. This is a big deal. Now, I know they got completely obliterated by Boston on Sunday. It was at the end of a relatively tough road trip. Their travel in and out of Toronto had been rough. I'm not making excuses. I know they got blasted by 52. But this is a big win for them at home, and I like the way they got the bench production. So Trayce Jackson-Davis, 15 points, half dozen boards, 4 blocks. He comes off the bench again, gets to learn from guys like Steph and Klay and Chris Paul.
Those are 3 Hall of Famers right there. They draw 2. They make my life easy. And then shout out to Moses, JK, and Draymond, everyone else on the defensive end of the floor, making it tough for them. And then just building that lead in the first half. And then they went on a run, and then building it back up in the second half, finishing the game.
So this was a big win for the Warriors, but a loss that really rankled Doc Rivers. You know, he doesn't hold back when it comes to calling out, maybe not specifics, but calling out his veterans, calling out their play. And he was feeling fired up after this game.
I knew this was going to sound a shock to you. I really didn't think this was our defense. I thought it was our offense. I didn't think we played solid offense all night. They have 21 points off of our turnovers. They had with 15 block shots. So they were in transition or in early offense the whole game due to our bad offense tonight. This is the first night in a long time where we just didn't play together, didn't move the ball. We forced actions. So I thought it was more that. We had a lot of defensive breakdowns for sure, but a lot of them was in transition where we wasn't matched up.
because we our floor balance was so bad tonight. We took so many bad shots. We had so many bad possessions that when we got back, we were never matched up, and they took advantage of it.
So Doc pointing out all of the ways that they had a major letdown in dropping their first game since the All-Star break. We'll get a little bit more from this one because we're starting to get to the stretch run here in the NBA. And while we're focusing on the Western Conference because it's so tight, the top 10, a big time missed opportunity for the Lakers. Just a couple hours ago, Lakers and Kings. And shoot, was it trying to think who the Lakers played that they rallied from 22 down in the fourth quarter recently? We just talked about it this week. It might have even been their last game. Let me see if I can look it up. Because they themselves had this huge rally against the Clippers. Thank you. And then we see kind of the seesaw go back the other direction, or the pendulum swing back the other direction, and now they're a victim of it, but it comes with quite a cost. And all eyes on LeBron as he leaves the arena early. So it gives you a little more from the night in the NBA, specifically the Wild, Wild West. By the way, the Nuggets and Celtics are battling on Thursday. And a lot of people, not this people, but a lot of people would tell you this is a preview of the NBA Finals. I would say don't hold your breath, although I know they're two really good teams and are definitely championship contenders. The defending champs against the best team in the league. And so that comes up on Thursday night, so we'll be talking about that one this time tomorrow. Matt the Musher, 40 minutes from now on everything happening at the Iditarod. I know you'll be anxious to hear from him. So much tonight. Aaron Rodgers, George Brett on urinals, don't ask. Just some Kelce brothers collaborating that you have come to love. It's been a good week of goofy audio, right? Good week of entertaining you with many different voices. It's my favorite thing to do on the air. And these days with so many podcasts, it's like taking candy from a baby. First of all, why would the candy have baby? I mean, why would the... You know what I mean. Well, why would the baby have candy? All right, on that note, it's...
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
If you're the cooking queen in your house like I am, let me drop a kitchen hack that's been a total game changer for me. Primal Kitchen. I'm always on the go juggling a million things like work deadlines and school pickups, so finding time to eat right is tough. Primal Kitchen makes it super easy to whip up meals that check all the right boxes, like honest ingredients I trust and delicious flavor. They have everything from unsweetened ketchup to barbecue sauce, avocado oil mayo you'll want to eat by the spoonful, and dressings that double as marinades. Genius, right? If you want to make quick, simple meals you can feel good feeding yourself and your family, trust me, Primal Kitchen has you covered. You can find Primal Kitchen at Target, Walmart, or any of your local grocery stores, or you can save 20% off your entire online order with code PODCAST at checkout on primalkitchen.com.
After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
One more little thrust that may force Doc to pull the plug here in the next couple minutes.
Draymond, corner three this time. Oh. Knocked it down. He knew it was good. He started jogging back on defense.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Draymond Green's in a good place. He's taking care of his business. And the Warriors are trying to climb out of that 7-10 block in the NBA's Western Conference standings. They got some help from the Sacramento Kings. We'll get to that coming up. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Coming up at the top of the hour, Matt the Musher. Just heard from him on text. He is preparing. He's checking out the standings and following the feed and making sure he's all caught up on what's happening in this iconic race that's taking place that already is making headlines even outside of Alaska with some early animal encounters. So the Warriors had been sitting in that 10 spot for quite a while in the West by virtue of what they've done late, right before the All-Star break, and now since. They've won 7 of their last 10, including this victory over Milwaukee. You can tell that the attention to detail, and I like that Draymond mentions this post-game, the attention to detail, I know it wasn't there against Boston, and a lot was made of how they played Jaylen Brown, or didn't really play Jaylen Brown, but the Warriors, especially because they've got this core that knows how to win, and a Draymond who, as he likes to tell people, invented the defense, or is the one that makes this defense go. They are a danger when it comes to the postseason.
Attention to detail. It was a very detailed game plan for us. And, you know, then guys did a great job of executing it, trying to, you know, fire in when we needed to fire, rebounding the basketball. I think, you know, we ended up with, 16 turnovers, but we did a good job of taking care of the ball for the most part and not letting them get out and run and transition. And, you know, we've always said if we can make teams play against us in the half court, it changes everything. You know, it gives a whole different look to our team and our defense.
So the Warriors are in a good spot, but they are battling, it seems familiar, against the Los Angeles Lakers, who have a group of guys that may not be as deep as the Warriors, but obviously have two future Hall of Famers. They pack a 1-2 punch. A D'Angelo Russell, who is playing well. As long as he can stay healthy, he certainly can be a part of a push for them. And they're also right there in that same spot, along with the Mavericks, and not that far behind the Sacramento Kings. So as Kings and Lakers matching up on Wednesday evening, and the Lakers had a 20-point lead in the fourth quarter.
Fox to Lyles to Sabonis, back to Fox. Fox just got fouled, hit up around the face, no call, but he takes it toward the rim and scores for two more, gets a hand slap quickly from Sabonis, and backpedals to play defense. Fox now drives into the paint, stops, launches 13-footer. He's got a 40-point ball game. De'Aaron Fox makes it 126 to 110. Fox, top of the circle, yet to put it on the floor. Now he digs to his right, leans in. Another one off the bounce, gives him 42 in this ball game. De'Aaron Fox, now we're starting to think about career highs. 44 is his career high on two occasions. Minute 37 and counting. Here comes Fox, the floater. He's got the bucket. He's tied his career high. 44 points for De'Aaron Fox. Just an amazing performance tonight in Los Angeles.
Gary Gerald on Kings Radio, talk about Hall of Famers. De'Aaron Fox ties his career high with 44, and the Kings have a huge second half and are able, well, they actually outscore the Lakers by 20 in that second quarter and are able to then withstand that or sustain that, I should say. And so in this particular game, the Kings in Los Angeles show, hey, they've learned something from last year's postseason ouster against the Warriors in the first round. Not only are they a little more experienced, but they've got a group that kind of understands, okay, this is where we have to be at this point in the season, blah, blah, blah. And De'Aaron Fox, he's magnificent. Another game with at least 40 points. He's got more of those this season than almost anybody in the NBA, right there in the top five. And so for De'Aaron and for Mike Brown, as much as they're not going to, even if they are scoreboard watching closely, they're not going to admit it. And maybe it's a little bit too early to start that place. It certainly is important for them to recognize, hey, they're right in that mix too, for that sixth spot, try to get out of the 7-10 tournament. And against a team like the Lakers that's below them in the standings, this was critical.
When you have, you know, divisional games, those mean a little more. And then obviously right now, with the way the standings are, you know, if we lose this game, we're half a game in front of them rather than, I think now, 2.5. So right now, especially when we play teams that are around us in the standings, those games mean a little more.
They had a lot of guys play well. You know, obviously, Domas with the triple-double. Domas had two huge offensive rebounds down the stretch. I mean, they just him working his tail off to come up with those. They were big. Foxy, he was amazing.
Foxy.
And I even kind of hate using that word because, to me, that's who he is. Now, it's hard to score 44 points every single night, especially on the percentage that he did it at. But he is more than capable with his ability, his tenacity, his skill set, the whole nine, his athleticism, quickness, the whole nine yards. But big game for him in a big game environment.
So the Lakers go from being up double figures to losing this one at home, and LeBron leaves with about 4 minutes to go. He tweaks his ankle. I did see some quotes from him in which he said it's essentially the same ankle injury that he's been dealing with since before the All-Star game. He said some games it's better than others, doesn't have to deal with it in some instances on some occasions, but other games it hurts him, causes him pain. And so he was limping out of the arena in the fourth quarter, which caused some concern. So we'll see whether or not that remains an issue. Of course, it's been late season injuries at times to both Anthony Davis and LeBron James that have hampered the Lakers' ability to climb up in the standings. Yeah, so the Kings fall behind early in this game, but then are able to not just climb back into it against the Lakers, but kind of blows their doors off in that second quarter. So it's crazy, the wild swings in the NBA these days. I don't know that it's enjoyable to watch. I mean, I guess it's exciting when you've got a team that comes back from a large deficit. But, yeah, it's inexplicable. And it's also, I don't know, it makes me wonder about the playoffs. And are we going to see just a series of blowouts? That makes me nervous. Remember last year, we saw so many blowouts even in the course of one series. You'd have one team with a big blowout. The next game, it would be the other team with a blowout. It just wasn't enjoyable when the games are like that. So I don't know. I'm still not sure how I feel or how this is going to go in the spring playoffs. Because like the Warriors outscored the Bucks 32-9 in the fourth quarter. They lost by 52 on Sunday, Marco. What is happening?
Yeah, I mean, I hate to say it, but like, you know, that's kind of the NBA because it's each and every night. And teams are also smart enough to realize once the Bucks knew that this thing was over, that's it. Once the Warriors knew that game was over on Sunday, what, in the second quarter? That was it. Like, you're not going to get full out effort to what? Try to, let's climb our way back. Maybe we can cut it to single digits. No, they're not. They're going to pack it in. We didn't have it tonight. Moving on to tomorrow. And that's just the way it is. That's the mentality. And I can't sit here and go, oh, you have to fight it all the way to the end. It doesn't make a lot of sense. You're going to grind to the point where you can't win this game anyway, and you're going to
We've seen two teams this week come back in the fourth quarter from being 20 points down.
Yeah, and everybody, I think, does the same thing. You give it the first 2-3 minutes of the quarter. You go on a run, you see if you can run something. If you don't go on the run, you empty the bench. And that's the NBA. That's I don't know if it was always like this or not. I can't sit here and tell you that I remember, but there are times where you know in the fourth quarter this is an uphill battle that we're not going to be able to win. Let's save the legs for next week. We got three games coming this week.
130 points for one team in one game didn't used to be the norm. So it's different now because teams can score in bunches and you've got so many people that will shoot threes. You didn't used to have a game in which the teams combined for 250 points. That was rare.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it depends on what era. In the 90s, no, you didn't need a week to be able to get 200 points. In the 80s with like the Showtime Lakers, they were putting up 130 a night. You know, the Celtics put up 125 a night. Like, so it depends on what era we're in.
Remember that team?
Yeah, everything's got its own good and bad. You know, there was a lot of running. There was a lot of points. There wasn't as many threes, but they did it in a way where they were constantly moving. Then the 90s, everything grinded to a halt. You were having games that were, 68-63. Who the hell wants to go back to that? So there's, and now it's just too many threes.
Sounds like the Heat.
Yeah, there was those Knicks Heat games. I mean, in the playoffs. I mean, honestly, you got to 70. It was like, whew, first team to 70 would going to win this game. That's not necessarily the way to go. And I don't know if 140 points with nobody playing defense is the way to go, but games constantly evolve and they change. Right now, we're in the space it out three drive and kick era. And we'll see how long this is going to last. You want to see where it came from? The Warriors. That's where it came from. That's everybody's trying to emulate the success that they had. And now we're seeing it all over the place.
First team in NBA history with a 30-point win following a 50, or after, right after, immediately following a 50-point loss.
Which, again, because you don't lose by 50, and if you lose by 50, usually you stink. Yeah. It's not that you just...
Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No! My car!"
But what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Upgrade your home now at Blinds.com's anniversary sale. And celebrate savings up to 50% off premium window treatments for years to come. Shop for your house from the comfort of home. For modern, Roman, and woven wood shades, shutters, motorized options, and more. 100% online. Blinds.com invented the better way to shop. No salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. You can do the measuring and installation yourself or have Blinds.com handle it. Unlimited windows for just one low cost. Our design experts can help you select the perfect styles to fit your home and your budget. Totally free. We'll even send you samples fast and free. At Blinds.com, you get upfront pricing with no hidden fees, free shipping, plus our 100% satisfaction guarantee. So raise a toast to Blinds.com and make this an anniversary sale to remember. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Had a bad night.
No, I don't know how I feel about it.
To me, the only thing that's a little surprising in that is that you lost by 50, which is already, that's surprising. But that you won by 30 plus over a team like the Bucks that could still actually win a title.
Absolutely.
So it's not like you turned around and played the Wizards.
With Giannis.
And you
back.
Pulled up a 30-point win. But again, the Bucks were riding high. They were playing well defensively. Get Giannis back. They pulled even. They were out of, the Warriors were blowing them out. Bucks made a big run. Warriors responded, and the Bucks said, good night. That's how that game went.
Yeah. Like I said, I just don't find it that entertaining. And I don't love the era. I've talked about this before where all it is like dribble, dribble, shoot, dribble, dribble, shoot. It's just too much ISO, too many threes. I miss the team basketball, which is why I like watching the Warriors. All right. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. Also on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. The Kelce brothers respond to or react to Jason's retirement and that Nick Foles story actually got the approval of the quarterback himself. It's After Hours. on this Wednesday night into a Thursday morning. Very soon, Matt the Musher will join us. Top of the hour. Don't miss it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
I'm retiring from the NFL after 13 seasons with the Philadelphia Eagles. And today, I must admit, I am officially overrated. Vastly overrated. It took a lot of hard work and determination getting here.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Oh, he's a future Hall of Famer, and he's a Hall of Fame crier, too. I love all that emotion that he showed in his press conference earlier in the week. Jason Kelce and his brother Travis then were in Cleveland for bobblehead night. So they were honored by the Cavaliers, and Travis got a lot of airtime courtside. And then they had to do their podcast because the peeps demanded. The New Heights podcast is extremely popular. One of the top five podcasts during the course of the season, in large part, I think, because of the new Swiftie audience. But also, it was largely popular going back to its first season when the brothers both were in the Super Bowl. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. This is Jason's reflection of all of his retirement comments and the speech that he delivered on Monday.
It's been a long time coming. You know, obviously I've debated retiring for the last few seasons. So I think it got to the point where, you know, I knew that that's what I wanted to do. And it was nerve-wracking getting to that day. But a lot of the things that I said and shared are things that I wanted to share for a long time. And you wait for the moment where it feels right to do it. A lot of those things were notes that I've compiled throughout my career. I like take notes on my phone. So it's just kind of like plug and play.
Such a good idea. You just start.
It felt good to finally get it out there. In some ways, in other ways, it's still hard and it hurts.
It didn't look easy.
It's weird. It's not like it's easy or hard to say it. It's more just like hard to like come to grips with like the finality of it. But I was hoping I had said it enough times that I wouldn't cry as much as I did. I think it's good to show emotion through it, but I mean, I was sobbing before I even started.
Yeah, that would be me as well. I would be a big time sobber. In fact, well, I can't imagine delivering a retirement speech, but at some point when I'm done with my radio career, I know there will be a lot of emotion wrapped up in it as well. And that's because you pour your whole self into it. Blood, sweat, tears, mind, soul, body, spirit. And yet there were some moments of mirth. We have played this particular line from Jason over and over again. It just cracks us up because of the terminology that he uses when describing Nick Foles and Doug Peterson, and then breaks down right in the middle of it.
I won't forget Nick Foles having the game of his life on the biggest stage possible. And the biggest d*** on the team going up to Doug Peterson and asking for the Philly special. And Doug Peterson having the biggest balls in the stadium to say, yeah, let's do it.
Such an ill-timed moment where he had to compose himself talking about balls and genitalia. And that's when he breaks down. All right, so apparently Kelce didn't do that without the Foles family knowing about it.
I hope it doesn't become like commonplace that everybody's just referencing.
It's like,
this.
All right, who's got the biggest? How can I thank him?
It's just so legendary. I felt like it needed to be a part of it.
It was so perfect because it was very emotional. You do a great job of keeping things light and fun.
Mix in some moments where people can have a laugh here and there. That was an iconic moment of the Super Bowl. Nick and Doug together somehow decided to call it trick play on fourth down, and it ended up being, you know, one of the biggest plays in football history at this point. I text Nick to make sure he was okay with it. It's like, yeah, you can tell everybody. But the surprising one was when he said, I asked Tori, and Tori, his wife, and Tori gave the okay. That was the surprising part. I was like, okay, all right.
I'm so proud of you. Such an honor being your teammate. I'm so excited about what's next for you. As always, great speech. Everyone loved it.
I'm sure you did.
We got some great laughs, some tears. Everything in between.
Part of the retirement brouhaha, Nick Foles is one that they had on tape, and great retirement speech with a big
great
old
speech.
Smile. Yeah, why not? Nick Foles, one of the most memorable Super Bowl moments and wins of all time. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Okay, I love this one because both the Manning brothers were also recorded and delivered messages, and whoever is producing the New Heights podcast for Travis and Jason kind of lines it up and it intertwines Peyton and Eli.
Jason, congratulations on your retirement from the NFL.
Congratulations on your incredible football career.
You did it the right way. You were a great teammate.
You did it at the highest level. You did it for a long time.
One of the great players at your position. So it's an honor to compete against you.
And I have great respect for you, for the way you carry yourself on the field and off the field.
Wait, I just want to make sure people hear that they're actually lined up and they say the same thing at the same moment.
You did it the right way. You were a great teammate.
You did it the right way.
Congratulations on your incredible football career.
You did it the right way.
That's amazing. Also, did you hear the latest rumor? We'll call it rumor, maybe speculation, maybe a report somewhere in that includes all three of those elements. Peyton is trying to recruit Bill Belichick to Omaha Productions. Omaha! Because, now here's the part that I can't even imagine, really. He thinks Belichick and Nick Saban, who already works for ESPN, will be part of College Game Day, right? Nick Saban should do the type of alternate broadcast that Peyton and Eli do. Maybe for college football, maybe for the NFL, I'm not sure. And so that's Peyton's big dream, is to have a Belichick-Saban alternate broadcast.
That's could you not imagine? My job.
It's After Hours, CBS Sports Radio.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
When something happens to your car, you might say, but what you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.